talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Friday, everybody. It's a little better today than it was yesterday. 27 at Hollis, 24 here at Elk City, 26 at Arnett, 21 at Alva. What is Beaver? Beaver's 29 degrees. Looks good. It's warming up. Bring it on. I know one thing. That ice, to me, this morning seemed like it was thicker. This morning has been all week. I don't know why, but it just seemed like it to me. And the cows were all waiting for me this morning, all three places. So they got them a good drink. Man, they can suck some water down. Woo! Let's see here. What else is going on today? Oh, I'm going to have the Clinton FFAN be my last chapter of 2025 for the National FFA Week. It's going to be sad. There won't be nobody in here to talk to next week. Yeah, I'll make sure there's somebody in here. And then coming up after the Clinton FFA, I'm going to have Brian Pritchard in here, Briley's dad. And we're going to be talking, I don't know what we're going to be talking about. I don't know if he wants me to talk FSA stuff or gardening. We might talk both. So he'll be in here for the last half of the hour. First time I've had him officially on the show in the studio. Other than that, just major. Yeah, man, that ice was thick this morning. I'm not going to mention the dumb thing I did this morning. So we'll just keep it right there where it's at. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, we got 26 at Lipscomb. Miami's 27, 26 at Wellington. And Odell, I think, is a hot spot along the Oklahoma border at 28. Degrees. All right, let's check out what happened overnight in a big world of agriculture. Wheat futures were higher in overnight trading amidst concerns about weather in some growing areas of the world. Dry weather will prevail in much of the northern eastern Europe throughout the weekend, said Don Kinley, an agriculture meteorologist for Maxar. Still, rain is in forecast for parts of France, Germany, and Spain through Monday. Extremely frigid winter has lingered over the U.S. southern plains in recent days, increasing the chance for winter kill. Some areas have a protective blanket of snow covering over wintering hard red winter wheat plants. Parts of the Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle, however, have little coverage, according to maps from the U.S. Forest Service Agency with the Department of Agriculture. Meanwhile, snow cover is prevalent in the western and southern Kansas and much of eastern Oklahoma. Brazilian farmers will harvest 1.3 million metric tons of soybeans this year, according to their ag people down there, which this week concluded a national crop tour. That's down from the month earlier projection of 172.3 million metric tons. The USDA earlier this month forecast Brazilian soybean production at 169 million metric tons. That's about it. We're delayed on ethanol inventories, I guess, because of the holiday, I guess. Most looks like it's kind of on the rise. The inventories are output average 1.084 million barrels a day. That's up about, 20,000 barrels from a week earlier in the Midwest. By far, the biggest producing region output was reported at 1.033 million barrels a day on average, from 1.023 million barrels the week prior. That was the entirety of the weekly gains. East Coast production unchanged at 11,000. Rocky Mountain output fell to 11,000 barrels a day, about 1,000 barrels a day lighter than they had been. West Coast output declined to 9,000 from 10,000. The Gulf Coast region saw the biggest drop in production, falling to an average of 19,000 barrels from 27,000 barrels a week earlier. Ethanol inventories were up to 26.218 million barrels in the week through February 15th. That's an increase from 25.692 million were in storage a week earlier. Cold weather warnings have been lingering for days over much of the central U.S. has given away to advisories as the warm-up is on the way this weekend. Central Nebraska wind chills were expected to hit minus 25 overnight. Temperatures will climb back above freezing starting tomorrow. A gradual warm-up will continue throughout the weekend. Values in southwestern Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas panhandles likely fell to minus 10 overnight. Temperatures will moderate this weekend with highs in the 60s, but lows will still drop down below freezing, down in the mid-20s. So, all right. I don't know how much attention you guys been paying, paying attention to the weather forecast. Don't get used to next week. I know we got 70s forecasts. And be sure and keep an eye out on your cattle. These going from minus 5 to 70 in a matter of 3 or 4 days, we're probably going to have some sick cattle. I know Dr. Mouse said they had some pneumonia calves already showing up in the vet clinic. So just keep an eye out on your calves, all your cattle. See what happens over the next 5 days. But I think coming in probably midweek of the next week, following this week, and within the next 10 or 12 days, we got another front coming through. But they think the brunt of it's going to miss western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, which will be fine. But don't get used to this. The groundhog is still, he said 6 weeks. So we still got, what is the date, 21st? So we still have 3 weeks of winter left. So just be patient. Fix all the stuff that got tore up the last week. Be ready for the next round. Okay, let's check out the Lipscomb Dealerships grain market update. If I can find it, where'd it go? There it goes. Let me update it real quick. Here we go. March corn, 492, down 5 3/4. May, 506, down 6 1/2. Soybeans for March, 1037. Down 7 3/4. May is 1056, down 7. Soybean meal, March 294.50, down 150. May is 303.60, down 1 even. Soybean oil, March 46.57, down 69. Hard red winter wheat, up a little bit today. I like to see those sixes. We need to get them up in the eights. March wheat, 610, up 2 3/4. May is 622, up 2 3/4. Cotton is up today for July at 68.50. And what else we got here? Oil out of West Texas, April 70.92, down $1.56. Natural gas keeps going up. March 429, up 14. The NASDAQ and the S&P and the Dow are all in the red considerably today. Cattle looks better today. Lives for February, 198 even, up 37. April 194.17. Up 37. Feeders for March, 268.07, up 125. April, 267.82, up 145. And May is 266.45, up 137. April lean hogs, 89.97, down 55. And May hogs are down 90, or at 92.25, down 20. How about that? I want you guys to take time if you want to, and go to AgWeb, the Farm Journal AgWeb website, and there's an exclusive interview with our new Ag Secretary, Rollins, and she's talking about vital farm programs aren't at risk is what she's saying. And I know there's a lot of things going on with all the government, but we want to talk about agriculture, and a lot of programs are froze. Have been frozen, and people have been laid off, and other stuff. And just reading this article it's not a long, long article, but I think it's it makes me feel better reading this article, because I'm involved in some programs with the USDA that have been frozen. And I just think that they had to get their foot in the door, freeze programs, see where the waste is, if there is any, and I think they found some, and then I think things will get back to normal. And I'm thinking that because of what I read in this program. I know it's government and it's political and all that stuff, and I hate that crap. But I think if you'll read that article and then go to her X account, if you're on X, and read what she has to say, I think I got hopes. I might be wrong. Not perfect, but I think you guys should read that article on Farm Journal's Ag Web with the interview with her in Kansas City. And I noticed some of the stuff, one of the two of the things that the Dodge program has found in the USDA. One of them really got my attention: media contracts. One of those was a Politico subscription of $2.77 million. Oh, they're just, and then they got a Brazilian forest and gender consultant, $229,000. Women and Forest Carbon Initiative mentorship program, $121,000. It goes on and on, describes that. I think we all, as farmers and ranchers, need to just stay calm, be patient, and hopefully our USDA comes back to, you know, what they're designed for. They're to help us get rid of our crops, whether it's in the U.S. or overseas, and help the farmers and ranchers on the local level implement programs to make us better and be the best in the world. And so I don't know how else to say it. I wouldn't be a very good politician because of the way I talk. I think read that article, and I think everybody, like I said, just needs to remain calm. I think in the next few months things will start showing back to getting back to normal. And I already noticed an article out this morning that they've released 20 million of the frozen farmer funds, which, you know, 20 million is not a lot when you consider the whole deal in the United States. But hey, it's a start. And just to help you out, the $20 million in contracts that were frozen have been released are in the EQIP program, the Conservation Stewart program, and the Agriculture Conservation Easement program. So those have been unfrozen. I don't know when it's going to get down to the local level, but that was in the article this morning. So see, it's already starting to come back. Everybody be cool. We'll be fine. All right, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. And when we come back, we'll have Clinton FFA in here. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale is Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30. Selling 85 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 25 first calf commercial pairs. Tested for DNA data, birth, weaning, yearling, and ultrasound data, over 50% of the bulls are suitable for use on heifers. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30 on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat. More information available at davisangus.com or search Davis Angus on Facebook.
The thing about tires is it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want, service that can't be touched.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 26th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Sitz Barricade, LAR Man in Black, Deer Valley Growth Fund. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 26th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Wellington, Texas. Here is your panhandle of Texas weather update. 26, wind chill of 26. I mean, that's a heat index. Relative humidity 38. The winds are out of the southwest at 1. Let's see here. 736 minutes of sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature 33. All right, I got the Clinton FFA chapter in with me. We got two groups of them we're going to be going through. First of all, young lady, introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are, what grade you are, and what position you hold in the chapter.
My name is Maddie Ashcraft. I'm a junior, and I'm the president of the chapter.
My name is Ben Christie, and I'm the vice president.
All right, young man.
My name is Bryson Snyder, and I'm the secretary, and I'm a sophomore.
All right. Okay, so you're a junior, right?
Yes.
All right. What so this year, what, third year or fourth?
Third.
All right, put that mic right over there to you. And then, so what's one of the your favorite things you get to do in FFA?
I like showing a lot. And
what do you
speeches.
Show?
I show heifers, Charley
okay.
heifers, yeah.
What kind?
Charley.
Charley's, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't hear you there. And what's your other, you got any other favorite thing?
I like doing speeches, public speaking and stuff.
All right. Were you bashful before you came into FFA
or
not?
Oh, yeah.
Completely. You were?
Yeah, I couldn't even order my own food at a restaurant. But then I totally switched up and started doing
I've
speeches.
I've never heard that. That's pretty bashful.
Yeah, it was terrible. But then I ended up coming out of my shell.
Well, good. You're doing a great job here.
Thank you.
You're not scared of me. I mean, you got the best radio face with the three you're setting in. What, so what's been one of your unfavorite things to do?
I don't know.
You don't even have to have
pretty
one.
Much, I enjoy everything, really.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And what's, have you guys, what's one of your favorite things to go do is besides speech content? You like to go to the state conventions and stuff like
yes,
that?
National
what,
convention.
What is that other one? There's something besides state convention that goes on everybody likes to.
National convention?
Yeah, well, there's one in the state that goes on. There's some, what is it? Yeah.
The show?
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. So you got stock shows coming up.
Mm-hmm. We got the county fair.
Yeah, and then you got, because you guys have already done your district, right?
Yes.
Is that it's Duncan or Chickasha?
Yes.
All right. And then OYE's coming up. Okay, what else can we, what's one of the things you guys done this week to celebrate National FFA Week?
We've cooked for our teachers at the school this morning. We had some biscuits and gravy and stuff like that.
Oh.
What else have we done?
We've had some of the other
Pull that mic over to you. There you go.
We've had a few other people in our FFA chapter go and read to the younger kids about books that have to do with agriculture.
Yeah. Do you know what one of them was?
Not any books off the top of my head. They were just kind of introducing the third and fourth graders to a little bit of agriculture.
I got you. So are you a junior too?
Yes, sir.
All right. So what have you learned so far in FFA in 3 years? Do you think that you might take with you for past school?
Something I'll probably take with me for the rest of my life is definitely to like trust yourself and what you first think of. And not only that, but the public speaking skills and the ability to kind of talk as you go to anybody is just a skill that's good to carry for the rest of your life.
All right. Yeah, that's it matters a lot. Yeah, because just like this young lady here, she couldn't even order her food, but I'm not making fun of well, I kind of am. But anyway, that's awesome. I mean, because you wouldn't have known you was bashful sitting here talking to you. That's great job, young lady. Pull that mic over there to you, senor. All right, you're a sophomore?
Yes, sir.
Second year or third?
Second.
Second, because they just started the eighth grade this year, didn't they?
We've had
nobody in it.
We just don't really have a shop or nothing like that for the middle schoolers.
I got you. So I think you're one of my, you belong to cattle producer. So how's the last 3 or 4 days been?
Really Talk cold, feeding a lot of hay, you know, breaking ice.
Are you guys calving?
Yeah, we are. Our heifers got done calving about a week ago.
So that was good.
We got them on the wheat, but. We're still feeding them alfalfa, so.
So you didn't have any calves during the cold spell?
I'm sure we had a couple, but.
That's dad's job?
Yeah.
Keep up with
and
that.
And my Uncle Jared, yeah.
I got you. So you're in your second year, right?
Yes, sir.
So what's been your favorite thing so far? What's fun? What's fun for you so far? Talk on that mic for me.
I like showing my chickens.
Do you? What kind? Are they broilers?
Yeah, I won a Southwest District this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How much that pay?
A lot, I'd say.
Don't be scared. Your buddies aren't going to hit you up for a loan.
They might.
I got you. So is there any special technique in showing a broiler besides hanging them upside down?
I wouldn't say so, no.
So why'd you get into that?
Well, mainly because my stepmom likes to eat the chickens, and we had it for supper for like a week straight after we butchered them. So
fried or what?
Just stick them in the crock pot.
Get after them. Oh, that's awesome. That looks the year. So are you going to show any at the county?
Well, we had our chicken show last Monday.
So, oh, you did? At the county?
I didn't do as good.
You didn't do as good. You win because you ate the good one.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any laying hens at your place?
No, used to.
Because the eggs is a big deal right now.
Snakes would always get them.
I got you.
They were always a problem for us.
All right. What's your so you got any plans and for the next couple of years in FFA? You gonna go from chickens to heifers, or
well,
you gonna stick with chickens?
I've shown pigs in the past,
right?
And then I went to goats, and then to heifers. But this year we bred some AI cattle.
Okay,
we bought some good quality bull semen, and next year we're gonna try to get some good heifers to show.
I got you. What kind? What kind?
Simmental and Maine.
I got you. You're Charlet, right? And you're Simmental in Maine. That's a pretty good choice. And can you name the bull that you got the semen from?
There's a couple, like Bogarth, Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
Relentless.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, you're on the right track.
Yeah.
They're pretty well-known bulls. All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick break here. And while we're taking a break, we'll switch out and get to these. They're chomping. Look at them. They're just chomping at the bit, ready to come over here and get on. And I appreciate you guys coming in today. And I'll probably see who's we only got one senior, right? You. So you guys will be back next year, won't you? That'll be fun. All right. So happy National FFA Week, by the way. You guys are doing a good job. All right. We're going to take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, we'll finish up with the Clinton FFA. Be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts. By the bag or bulk, we carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today. Follow us on Facebook. Come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall. In Elk City.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 7th. 2006 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 461 brought 420. 3 at 532 brought 332.50. 4 at 564 brought 312.50. 19 at 588 brought 311. 8 at 741 brought 268. 34 at 788 brought 268. 11 head of heifers at 451 brought 337.50. 5 at 568 brought 283. 7 at 594 brought 284, 15 at 634 brought 269, 10 at 665 brought 270, 7 at 804 brought 238, 11 at 861 brought 235, butcher cows were 68 to 150, butcher bulls brought 122 to 180, bred cows were 1150 to 3435, pairs brought 1375 to 4600, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stockers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
You've got a business to run and need vehicles to run it. We get it. Let Lipscomb Dealerships help you, whether your company drives Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, or Ram. We've got the half-ton and heavy-duty trucks you need to get the job done at Lipscomb Dealerships. 6 convenient locations for service across North Texas and Western Oklahoma. Call us today at 800-205-7130. That's 800-205-7130. Or visit LipscombDealerships.com and save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let me get my, hang with me here a second. Let me get this corrected. Putnam, here's your Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. 21 degrees, wind chill of 16, 42% humidity, light wind out of the southeast. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 32 degrees, and sunset at 6:22. 32 for a high today, 17 for a low tonight, 53 for tomorrow. A couple more days, we won't have any ice left back on the trial. All right, young lady, introduce. She's my only senior from Clinton. Introduce yourself.
I'm Calissa Staggs. I'm a senior, and I am the chapter's reporter.
All right, young man.
My name's Evan Hunter. I'm a sophomore, and I'm the treasurer.
All right. You get as close to that mic as you can.
I'm Caber Johnson. I'm a junior, and I'm the sentinel.
All right, cool. Let's go back to you, young lady. You're my senior.
Yes.
I get to ask you extra questions today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What's your plans?
My plans are to attend Mid-America Christian University in the city.
Okay.
And study music.
Okay.
To become
a... Are you a singer?
A singer, yes.
You are?
Yes.
You play any musical instruments?
I am learning the piano.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
What made you decide to go that route?
I'm very involved in church. Okay. So, and I wanted to become like a youth pastor. I mean, a youth pastor, a worship pastor.
Okay.
And so, and since I love singing and I love God and going to church, I was like, that's perfect. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Music and church are two things that do go together, aren't mm-hmm. they? All right. Then, so you're seniors. This is your fourth year in FFA?
Yes.
All right. And do you show animals?
I show heifers, yes.
Okay, you show heifer. What kind?
A Simmental.
Simmental. Mm-hmm. All right, we got Charlie Simmental. You guys are on the right track here. what's been one of your favorite things to have done in the last 4 years?
Probably the FFA chorus.
Okay.
Yes, I'm a three-year member of the state FFA chorus, uh-huh. which hopefully I'll make it this year too and be a four-year member.
Okay.
And then the past 2 years, I've been a part of the national FFA course.
Oh, really? How's yeah. that?
It's really fun. It's a really neat experience.
Do you get to, like, travel all over the U.S. to sing with the...
No, we just sing at the national convention in Indianapolis.
So you got to get there early and practice?
Yes.
I figured. So have you missed... I bet you've met a lot of good friends there, haven't you?
Yes, I have friends from all over the country.
All right. Who's the worst singer from what state?
I don't know. They're pretty all good, so.
I'm just kidding you. What's one thing that you've learned in the last 4 years or been taught or you've been part of that you think you'll carry on with you after school?
Probably definitely the public speaking part. Okay. And then also overcoming obstacles, responsibility, leadership, just all those qualities in the future, yeah.
All right, cool. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
All right, pull that mic over there, young man. You're sophomore.
Sure am.
You're second year, right?
Yep.
And what's one of the things you like to do in FFA?
I like showing, but I'm also pretty involved in livestock judging.
All right. What's the hardest thing about livestock judging?
Probably talking each class.
Right.
Being able to remember your class and say what you like and what you don't like about each animal.
What one animal is harder to judge than the other?
I'm not really a fan of sheep.
Okay.
Just not very good at judging those.
Right. But is it easy to judge them, or you just don't like judging them?
I'm just not very good at it.
About it. And so have you judged any equine yet?
I have not.
You have not? So just been beef, sheep, and pigs?
And goats.
And goats. Yeah, I keep forgetting about goats. So you don't like goats, but you like goats, but you don't like sheep?
Yeah, the goats are easier.
Why? Because they don't have any hair on them?
it clicks a bit more in my head when
I got
I'm
you.
Looking at them.
All right. What's your plans for the next few years? You going to keep showing, livestock judging?
I'm going to keep showing, livestock judging, hopefully have a speech ready by next year.
Right. Speech for what? Any contest?
Public speaking contest.
What did you do one this year?
I did not.
Okay. All right, young man, pull that mic over there. Talk to me.
All righty.
You're a junior?
Yes, sir.
What's one of the things you like to do in FFA?
I like to show. Trap's
keep,
pretty fun.
Keep close to that mic for me.
Trap's pretty fun, and then livestock judging's always a good thing to do.
What? So... to livestock judging, what's your favorite animal to judge?
Pigs.
Pigs. Why? Because they're easy to judge or something?
Yeah.
They either got hams or ribs on them or they don't, right?
Yeah.
So you do any speech contest?
No, I haven't done one. Just the FFA creed. That's about it. I'll do one next year, my senior year.
All right. You got any plans what it's going to be about?
Maybe wind turbines.
I got you. Good or bad? or both?
Both.
There we go. Yeah, this seems to be a big topic right now.
Yep.
The wind turbines. You know, it's either you're in or you're out on them. It's one of the two.
Yep.
I can see that. Let's see. And do you show livestock now?
Yes, I show shorthorn.
Shorthorns? Heifers? So, yeah, it's quite a heifer bunch we got here. Let's see. Simmental, what do you show?
Right now I'm showing pigs. I had a heifer last year.
What was it?
She's a shorthorn.
What?
Shorthorn.
Was it his?
No.
Same place, though.
Same place? Who'd they come from?
Mitchell Hunter out of Arapahoe, Oklahoma.
Oh, cool. All right, good. All right, everybody. I wish you the best of luck starting next year. And keep your ag teacher updated so I can see how it's going. That's pretty cool. So you have you got any more activities with the FFA to go yet after you graduate?
Probably not.
So you have to actually be in high school to be part of that FFA course?
You can do the national one after you graduate, but I've already, you can only make it two times,
and
I've
already
used up my two times.
Well, then you must be pretty good. Is she a good singer? Yeah, everybody's like, yeah, she is. All right, cool. All right, Clinton FFA, thank you guys for coming in, and
thank you.
National FFA Week. And good luck at the stock shows coming up.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break. And when we come back, I'm going to have Brian Pritchard in here. I don't know if he's out there yet or not, but we'll see. Be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
One of the keys to a successful future is a quality education. Today, thousands of young men and women are studying the ins and outs of farming and related fields as members of the FFA, taking the first step toward a successful career in agriculture.
Today and every day, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Randy and Darren Dupree with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, Beckham County office in Elk City, are proud of all the area FFA members and wish them continued success in their future endeavors.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/JOY.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. 2025 is the time to save. We're offering 15% off your entire purchase. That's right, 15%. Mattresses, bedrooms, living room, and more. Nothing will be held back. 15% off everything. And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price or it's yours for free. Shop Western Oklahoma's largest furniture and appliance store right next to Tractor Supply in Elk City.
Sorry, friends. Appliances not included.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
The Piercy family invites you to their production sale at the Piercy Angus Cattle Facility in Eakley, Oklahoma. The sale will be held at high noon on Monday, March the 3rd. They will be offering over 70 registered Angus bulls, 16 two-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, 21 yearlings, and special lots of replacement females will also be offered. For more information, contact Trey Piercy at 405-545-0985 or be sure and check out their ad in the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. 26 degrees at Hobart. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Feels like 21. 37% humidity. The winds are out of the east southeast at 4 miles an hour. 3 day average 4 inch bare soil temperature. Bare soil temperature 33 degrees. Sunset at 6:24. Sunny and 32. Friday night, tonight 17. Tomorrow 51 and sunny with southwest winds 9 to 10 miles an hour. It looks like a beautiful day. Well, I couldn't get Briley out of bed, so her dad showed up. What's up, Brian?
Not much. How's Jimmy?
Oh, good. It's kind of a sad day. That was my last FFA chapter.
Last one. Yeah, and I'm following them.
Yeah, I know.
I should have come a different date.
This is it's going to be kind of dull the next 10 minutes. But
right.
How's things at the, what is it, Nacho Farms?
Nacho Average Farm.
Nacho Average Farm. Yeah, I keep forgetting about it.
Briley tells me you love that.
Yes, she sees.
Things are good.
She hates it.
She hates it. That's funny. Yeah, I threatened her. I told her we were going to call her and get her on the radio.
We can.
She said, you better not, Dad, because it's like 1:30 in the morning over there.
So she's still over there.
Oh, yeah. They're there for another
week. Oh, that's why they were just late. There was going, well, you might just have to come in again next Friday.
Oh, man.
She'll have travelers.
She will be jet lagged for sure.
Yeah.
Because they get in at, I think, midnight Thursday night.
So what's going on over there? Anything she's done so far accomplished?
They've had a really good trip. They ended up taking about $6,000 that was donated to help pay for the land for a brand new orphanage over there. So,
oh, really?
It's actually the second orphanage that One Church is helping start in the 12 or 13 years that we've been going over there, which is cool.
Right.
It's right on the Burmese border. So last year when we were there, we actually heard the bombs and the machine guns across the border. All the kids in that orphanage, or they call it a boarding house, but all the kids in that boarding house have left Myanmar,
right,
to get away from the civil war. And kind of a sad deal. So
yeah, pretty. Yeah, there's a lot of sad things like that going on in our world right now. I wish that we could solve, but it just seems like it just goes. If they get rid of it in one area and it fires up in another. So I guess it's part of our life.
So they've gotten to teach about, well, they're going to teach about 400 kids while they're there. And about half of those are probably new kids that we've never been able to reach. So pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And
you guys have been going over there, what, 12, 13 years?
Yeah, I think, somewhere around there.
And
this is Briley's, I think, fifth trip. And Savannah's sixth or seventh. I don't remember. I've kind of lost track.
Well, and
we
you
have
guys
to trade got... out. We have to trade out because the 6 and 7 year old on that 16-hour plane ride probably wouldn't be good. So I stay home with them 1 year, and then they stay home with them the next. So
I could see that.
Yeah,
I could see that. Yeah, that's a long trip. And then how many stops you guys got?
6 planes to get to where they're going.
Oh yeah,
6 different flights.
Yeah, the kids can stay at home.
Yeah, they want to go, but one of these days.
Well, they can go one of these days. They get a little older.
Yeah.
You guys have done a lot over there, as far as I know. Briley's talked about it, and you have too, about digging a hand well, or hand digging a well, water well, and took some solar equipment from here with you over there,
right,
and got him a solar pump, and people don't realize how primitive that is over there.
Oh, for sure, yeah. The first few years we went, we noticed they were carrying water in buckets back to their homes out of just a hand pump water well, and that's kind of what gave us the idea to take solar equipment with us. They have a rainy season, dry season, so when we're there in February, it's a dry season, and their well was drying up. It was only about 15 feet deep, so we ended up digging that thing an additional 15 feet through rock and all by hand. Two of us.
Do you have retaining walls, safety walls in there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. No, we had a bamboo ladder to get to the bottom of it, and two of us down in the bottom with a pickaxe and a shovel and a handmade crane to pull the rock out as we went. They did have a gasoline pump pumping it out as we went. But
so what, how did the solar pump, what you guys put it there, what are you doing, what's happening with the water?
They already had holding tanks at all of their houses. They have a holding pond. I've actually been up to it, but up in the mountain they have a holding pond that fills up during the rainy season, and they would use that pond to fill their holding tanks at their homes. But like I said, we're there during the dry season, and that pond is dry. So they already had existing plumbing from the well to all of those tanks. So once we put the solar pump in, we plumbed it into that existing plumbing in the village, and it would fill their holding tanks at each of their homes.
Right.
They still having a little bit of trouble with with running out of water at the end of the dry season. So they have one line there at the back of the school building where they set it when it gets too dry to fill their tanks. They'll set and they'll fill buckets of water. One or two ladies will sit there and fill buckets of water and just keep filling them all day long. And once the water level goes down, they have to stop and let it replenish, and then they'll go again and just do that. But
what's the what happens if they have a drought?
Yeah, they have a drought every 6 months.
Yeah. But I mean, what about if the rainy season changes?
Right. I don't know. I don't. Yeah.
What's your holding tanks? Does. What are they? What are they made out of?
Concrete.
Concrete.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, that's
I don't know how many gallons they are. I would say 300 gallons, maybe.
Right.
Something like that. So they'll hold quite a bit once they get.
Yeah, because I don't think they have toilets and stuff, right?
Squatty potties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squatty potties.
Squatty potties.
Briley's favorite thing.
Yeah. And so they're actually asleep in the hotel right now, and they're headed back out to the village. It's a long neck village. I don't know if you remember ever seeing
the
long neck.
Yeah, talking about
ladies.
The long neck. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a long neck village. It's the orphanage there is called Grace House. And, it's funny. They don't have electricity. They have no running water, but they have Facebook. They have cell phones and Facebook. So we talk to them year round. And we've become friends with them, and we've got to watch them grow up, you know, not only by going, but by watching them on Facebook, which is pretty neat. And we can communicate. They speak a little bit of English, but then we communicate using a translator app if we have to. But they're going to stay the night in the village tomorrow night, and they're going to have a village-wide cookout and invite the whole entire village and do some ministry while they have everybody there in the whole entire village. But so she'll have to use the squatty potty. She won't have any choice.
She ain't got no choice.
No.
Because I'm going to ask her when she gets back. And if she, that way she can't lie to me.
Yeah. She'll have to. She's going to have to hold it for 48 hours or she's going to have to use it.
So what's considered over there like they don't get to eat it, but once ever so often, what's
meat
delicacy or
meat? They don't. Well, beef for sure. You can't find beef. Last year we made tacos and the only meat we could find was pork. So we took a hand grinder and we made them pork tacos. This year they're doing spaghetti. They'll go to the meat market again and I'm sure get pork probably before they head out in the morning, but they're going to do spaghetti.
No
we
beef.
Try to always do something that they never get. They eat eggs. That's their main protein. They have chickens running everywhere. And
so
rice,
they don't have the bird
rice.
Flu?
No bird flu. No, they have plenty of eggs. Their agriculture over there is amazing, though. I mean, it is gorgeous. It's rice.
Because it's all done by hand.
It's all done by hand, yeah. But every once in a while, you'll see a walking tractor. No tractors to speak of. And it's all terraced and has all these irrigation moats, and it's really, really cool. We're not ever there during the rainy season, but during the rainy season, they grow rice. And then during the dry season, while we're there, those rice paddies will be full of garlic and soybeans.
I gotcha.
So, but it is just, it's really pretty and neat to watch.
So how do they till it?
By hand.
By hand?
Yeah, hand
it's
tools.
All done by hand.
All done by hand. By hand tools, and then they'll have those walking tractors that look like they're 40, 50 years old.
Probably are.
Metal wheels and, yeah, so.
Yeah, they probably
really
are.
Cool. Yeah, I bet they are.
So is there anything, have you helped them with like maybe growing different types of stuff?
We've helped with garden and we've taken some of our hybrid seeds over to them, and they have trouble with our hybrid seeds. They have better luck with just their heirlooms. I'm sure it has to do with the climate, but I've even taken them the 4-91 tomato seeds thinking, well,
they'll grow anywhere.
Great. They can't grow big tomatoes over there. I think their season's too short. Maybe. I'm not sure.
What is their growing season?
I don't really remember. I'd have to look into that. But it's so dry, they don't have enough water to water efficiently or enough. But they do garden. They eat a lot of pumpkin, a lot of squash. You know, when they cook us breakfast, it'll be fried eggs. They always mix onions and tomatoes in with their eggs. And then they'll have, like, pumpkin soup and potatoes and stuff like that. So
What's could it be fertilization, maybe?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The soil
is
terrible.
I'm sure they can't run down to OSU and get soil test.
And the soil is terrible. It is terrible. We've actually taken them some time-released fertilizer with us before to try to help them out, but it's just not enough. You know, and you can't really go pick up the manure from the cattle because there's no nutrients in it at all. The cattle are skin and bones, you know, walking around with a cowbell on them. But so... They
don't want to lose them.
Right, yeah. They have brought in bags of manure. We built an African keyhole garden for them several years ago. You'll have to look that up. It's pretty cool.
What is it?
It's the circular. Briley's tried to explain it to you, but she was only 9 years old when we did it, so yeah. She doesn't really remember. But it's a circular garden, and it has a compost bin in the middle of it, made out of wire.
Okay.
And then you layer it with leaves and manure, and then a layer of wet cardboard, and then green leaves. And then you layer that all the way up to the top. And then you put about 3 inches of potting soil on the top. And then they put all their compost in the center of that, and they water in the center of that. So the root system goes straight down through all those different layers and down to the compost pit.
Right.
So we built them one of those several years ago. I think it was the same year we did the water well.
Okay.
And we had enough people there that year. We had some different teams. But they had pretty good luck with that. But they just – it's kids. There's 20 or 30 kids in this orphanage and two parents, two adults. So they don't have enough responsibility. I mean, they are responsible because they have to take care of themselves. But to keep that garden going, you know, every year has been the trick.
And they got probably other things going on.
Yeah.
Like surviving.
Yeah, surviving.
Right.
They get up in the mornings. They get cut their firewood. They start their fire. They put their pots of rice on. They do all that before they ever go to school. And then they go to school, and then they come back and work on that at lunch and go back to school. And then when they get back from school, they instantly put their stuff up and go start doing chores.
Right.
Which is great for our kids to go see.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, because they need to learn how to do it.
Yeah, they realize how much of spoiled brats they are.
Exactly. That's what you took the words right out of my mouth. So how do you guys fund these trips? Fundraisers?
Yeah, we pay for our own trips over there. We do some fundraisers. Like, I don't know if you've noticed, we do the tacos and tunes Thailand and stuff like that. We set up a booth at some of the craft shows at the Civic Center and do baked goods and stuff like that.
And then
our church has been really, really good about donations and helping with the ministry aspect of it once we get there. Because I think they took 7 extra suitcases this year just full of ministry items. One thing they did this year that was pretty cool is they set up an Amazon wish list of all the ministry items that they needed, and people just bought off that wish list, and we had Amazon packages coming to our house, 8 and 10 at a time. And then we had to package all those up, and they took all those in the suitcases.
So. Amazon don't deliver over there?
I don't think they do, no.
They would.
No.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
That would be nice, though, if they did. We just have it delivered over there.
Parachute them down.
Yeah.
Drop ship them.
Yeah.
All right, we got about 3 minutes left, and you're one of our probably most well-known gardening gurus around Beckham County. Let's talk about you and Briley's side gig, plastic culture. People need to get on the list now?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually got off a phone call right before I came in, somebody down at Mountain View that was wanting one. So we'll get busy. I like to wait until about the first or second week of April to do that.
Yeah.
But it all depends. If we have a government shutdown in the middle of March, we're going to take off and do gardens while I'm not working. So I don't have to use vacation time. So we may take off. I usually do some over spring break, but Briley's always so busy at spring break. That's why I did it. It's because she could help me, and she's so busy now during spring break that I end up doing it myself anyway. So
You got a couple young ones coming up.
Yeah, I'm going to put them to work, but I kind of like to wait until April anyway because it's warmed up a little bit and we're closer to time to plant and you don't have to sit there in the wind mess with that plastic as well.
Because when I seen the forecast last night, I said, I bet the next 4 or 5 days with these 50s, 60s, and 70s, people are going to start getting anxious. And it really is time for onions. It's
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day. It's getting close. They're going to get anxious. And then
Atwoods will put stuff out.
And then a week from next Wednesday when that other cold front hits, they're going to go, dang.
I've always had good luck selling our tomato and pepper plants because people do get the itch. The Atwoods and the Walmart, they get their plants so early and people go buy it and they get it put in the ground and then it freezes.
Right.
And then Atwoods is out. So then I'm like, hey, I have tomato plants now because now's when you really need to plant them.
Yeah, because I've been out there the last 2 years in a row and it's like waiting. You got to elbow people. Right. Get back. That's my tomato plant.
I actually got all of those planted the week before Sven and Briley left. So I have about 3,000 tomato and pepper plants about a half inch tall right now.
Right. And you sell them when they're like 6 inches, 4 to 6, somewhere in there. So that's coming. When do you guys usually start selling them?
Yeah, about the 1st of April, probably.
April, yeah. Late.
I think
late.
The 15th, 14th, 15th is our last average frost.
Is there any pest anybody needs to be looking out for right now?
I don't know.
For?
I hope this freeze got rid of some of them.
Right.
Especially the squash bugs.
Oh. Them things. Last year, I never seen nothing like it.
You know, I don't know what I did last year, but I didn't have any squash bugs last year.
Well, they're at my house.
I sent them to your house. Maybe that's what happened.
Because your tractor was over there. You brought them, didn't you?
I took them with me.
Because the year before, I had hardly had any.
Yeah.
And then last year, well, yeah. with the peanuts and the garden and the high tunnel, I seen stuff that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, right. So. I had aphids last year.
Yes.
So I had way more aphids than I needed.
All right. Brian, the music's playing.
All right.
We're done. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And we didn't even have to talk about government.
I know. We didn't talk FSA.
We didn't
come sign up for ARC PLC. That's what we're working on.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Guys, have a great weekend. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. God bless everybody and have a wonderful weekend.
We're like the flashlight on your keychain, helping you get the job done.
96.5 KECO, Elk City.